You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Greyhound Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Greyhound Podcast. We're going to look ahead to the next night of action in the second round of the William Hill Greyhound Derby. And joining me once again is Racing Post Greyhound expert Jonathan Kerr. How are you, Jonathan?
Oh, absolutely fine there, Mark. Buzzing after a great first batch of the second round heats at Wimbledon last night. Some truly fantastic performances.
Yeah, most notably Farlow Blitz, who's now the new market leader at 5-1 in the anti-post betting, fastest sectional in the competition, and a sub-28-second overall time as well. It was a fantastic performance.
Yeah, Owen McKenna's dog had run really well in the first round, looking as though the run would bring him on, and that's what happened last night. 4.67 sectional, and that was without really going ping out the boxes, but he's got unbelievable early pace. And as you say, 27.99, fastest run of the night. I suppose it's only fair to point out that it was the first heat just after the Bowser had been round to water the track. Now, that does tend to liven it up, but at the end of the day, it was still some run.
It was. Just while we're on the subject of that, tonight is one of the, I think it's the first night that the Derby racers haven't been at the front of the card. Do you think that'll have an effect on the earlier races tonight?
So there's no doubt that Wimbledon's going, like a lot of tracks, but particularly so at the Plough Lane circuit, is definitely livelier at the beginning of a meeting. So the Greyhounds going in the first heat this evening, whereas you might have thought they would get the best of the going, the chances are it will just have tired a little bit. So we might not get the flying runs. Although, of course, a lot will depend on what the watering policy is, and that's really dictated by what the weather is during the course of the day.
Yeah. Anything else stand out to you, by the way, from the Friday night heats?
Eden the Kid, the track record holder. I mean, many people were doubting the run to a certain extent in the first round, but even though he didn't quite reproduce the 27.95 track record, I'd say his victory in 28.15 in the first heat last night was every bit as good, if not a better performance, than that record run. He was led by a very good greyhound, Swift Keaton, really gave him a bit of a beating from behind, so that was impressive. Droopy's Nidge did everything we expected. There's just a nagging doubt about him cutting the first bend, whether he will keep getting away with it. And Evanta Fantasy for the Bitches flew the flag. Mark Wallace's bitch showed terrific early pace en route to her victory. So, yeah, things are boiling very, very nicely indeed.
Yeah, Evanta Fantasy, by the way, 40-1 in the outright betting. So quite a big price there. I'll just run you through the top end of the market as well. Farlow Blitz now 5-1, 10-1 for Droopy's Nidge and Eden the Kid, 14s for Droopy's Warden, New and Yolo, 16-1 for Gaytime Hawk and Sidarian Blaze, 25-1 About Quietly and Ted's Last, and 33s or bigger for the others. Should we get stuck into Saturday night's action?
I think we should. There's some great stuff to come, Mark, so let's fire away.
Yes, the first of the heats on Saturday evening is the 7-16. This is heat 9 in the second round, and it's 10-11 about New and Yolo, who's in trap 3 here. We've got Claire's Wonder second in the betting at 3-1, coming out of trap 5. It's sixes for both trap 4, Lens and Tiggy, and trap 6, Bell Mike, and 10-1 for Barefoot Artist, and 50s for Dust Till Dawn in trap 2. Who would you like in the opener, Jonathan?
Well, I'm not going to try to be too clever, as I often have been with New and Yolo when I've taken him on, normally not with a good outcome from my point of view. I think New and Yolo will take all the beating here. He's developed into a really rounded greyhound now. There were doubts about whether he quite had the early pace to be effective at Wimbledon, but he's taken brilliantly to it. Was only beaten a short head in the juvenile by Ballymac Brogan earlier in the year, and then put a real authoritative performance in the first round. I don't think trap 3 is a tough draw for him particularly here. There's not massive pace on his inside, whereas on the outside, Lenson Tiggy and Claire's Wonder might not do each other any favours. Even if one of those got away, I think New and Yolo can keep them in his sights and prove strongest from halfway. I'm going to go for 3 New and Yolo to beat 5 Claire's Wonder, with Barefoot Artist in 1, taking Stone for 3rd and the tri-cast position.
On to the 7.32 next. This is Heat 10, and the market headed by Kulavani Jap in trap 4, who's 11-10. It's 3-1 for JT China coming out of trap 1. 4-1 for Tinwal Bish in trap 6. 10s for trap 3, Afane Scolari and Magical Charles in trap 5. And 12-1 about Kulavani Gooch coming out of trap 2. Talk us through your thoughts in the 7:32.
Well, anyone back in the favourite, Kulavani Jap, you know, I wouldn't put them off at all. He's a terrific-looking greyhound. He's got a great engine, and he's got more than one way to win. He was third, maybe a little bit unlucky, in the Scottish Derby final back in April. But I do think he's short enough, because he might just have to battle to get a run. Tinwal Bish, on the other hand, in trap 6, has got fantastic early pace. Now, he didn't trap as well as he can in the first round, and came second in the end to Lamana Turbo. Well, he's franked that form already. I think Tinwal Bish, who was very, very impressive in winning a puppy open on quarter final night last year, I think that if he comes away, he could race clear on the outside and offers a spot of value. I really respect Kulavani Jap. I expect him to be there or thereabouts with anything like a clear run. And for third, I like JT China on the inside, a very strong running bitch who should get something approaching a clear run. I'm going to go for trap 6, Tinwal Bish, to beat 4, Kulavani Jap, and 1, JT China.
6-4-1 in that one for Jonathan. Then moving on to the 7:48 next, Heat 11, and we've got Sidarian Blaze in trap 3 at the head of the market here at 13-8. It's 5-2 about Quietly in trap 2, 11-4 for Save the Don coming out of trap 5, 10-1 for Making Paper in trap 4, 12 for Swift Perth in trap 6, and coming out of box 1, it's Go Ahead, who's a 16-1 outsider. Who would you side with in there, Jonathan?
Well, I'm going to side against Sidarian Blaze. I think he's got a nightmare draw here in 3. Graham Holland's dog, very impressive in the first round. After a moderate start, was able to recover and went round and showed fantastic pace to go clear. But trap 3 is a very tough draw, especially Quietly in trap 2 on his immediate inside. The Irish Puppy Derby winner of last year has terrific early pace, will come on for his successful run in round 1, you'd think. And I think he can get to the first bend in front and quickly set sail for home. Save the Don in 5 was also impressive in the first round and will look to dominate. Swift Perth in 6, a stronger runner, could come through. Sidarian Blaze in 3 might just find all sorts of trouble on the run to the bend. I think he can be taken on. There's value in this market because of that. I'm going for 2 Quietly to beat 5 Save the Don and 6 Swift Perth.
Okay, 2-5-6 then for Jonathan in the 7:48. Moving on to the 8:04 Heat 12, and Droopy's World heads the market at 10-11 coming out of trap 3. It's 11-4 for Adagio Bob in 6. Trap 1, Ascot Woody is 9-2. 10-1 for Kentish Kane in trap 2. It's 14s about trap 4, Gilo Vegas, and American Werewolf in trap 5 is 33-1. Odds on, a shade of odds on for Droopy's World here. Jonathan, who impressed in the first round? Showed good track craft.
Fantastic track craft, and he's a really admirable greyhound. Was runner-up last year, probably a little bit unlucky, was just stopped in his run between the last two bends when eventually second to Salad Dodger. I just think here that there's better value to be had with Adagio Bob, another really popular greyhound. Now, he went ping in the first round, and he might do so again on the outside. If he does that and gets round the bend, he can just steal a bit of a march on Droopy's Ward, who's another who tends to have to come through late to deliver his challenge. I think at the prices, the value does lie with Adagio Bob. Droopy's Ward is very rarely out of the first three, only twice in his career. I expect him to safely qualify, and I can see Ascot Woody in trap 1 claiming third position, filling the TriCast and making it through to the third round. I'm going to go for 6 Adagio Bob to beat 3 Droopy's Ward and 1 Ascot Woody.
6-3-1 there then. The next heat is the 8:19, and this is heat 13, and there's only 4 of them in the lineup here. Trap 1 Gaytime Hawkhead in the market at 10-11, 7-4 about trap 2 on Alert, 7-2 for Ballymacloch, and Fairy Prince in trap 5 is 16-1. Which of the 4 comes home first, Jonathan?
Yeah, unfortunate, just the 4 runners here, Mark. A couple of withdrawals, Belmore Neymar from 3 and Dragon Big Bucks from 6. I fancy on Alert in trap 2. I thought he could reverse form with Belmore Neymar even before before that greyhound was withdrawn. He's got every chance of leading up Gaytime Hawk on the inside, and if he does get round the bend in front, I think he'll take a bit of pegging back. Track one, Gaytime Hawk weaved through to win his heat and clearly has to be respected, should get racing room in this depleted field. Obviously, there's no tri-cast on this, but we're still looking for a third qualifier, and I'll go for Ballymac Locke, who was back to form when winning in round one. I'm going to go for trap two on alert to beat one Gaytime Hawk.
On to the 8:36 next, which is the 14th heat, and we've got Viking Jack, who's 7-4 at the top of the market, coming out of trap five. It's 7-2 about Tinahue Pinto and Fire Height Tosh. Those are trap one and trap three. In trap two, Ivanta Evita is 4-1. It's 10s for 6 Van Frankie, and 12-1 about Bubbly Beauty coming out of box four. Who would you side with in what's one of the more open heats on the night?
Yeah, I like Viking Jack in five. He's a real popular greyhound. He's got a will to win. He has different ways to win. He went ping in the first round in a 4.71 section and was always going to run out an easy winner after that. I think a similar sort of break might not quite get him to the front this time because it's real early on the inside, but it should allow him to go around in a pitch and he can prove strongest from halfway. Trap 2 Ivanta Evita is possibly the most likely leader of the early paces on the inside, but she will be vulnerable late on in a clear run race. Trap 1 Tinahue Pinto just preferred to 3 Firehawk Tosh for the third qualifying position. I'm going to go for trap 5 Viking Jack to beat 2 Ivanta Evita and 1 Tinahue Pinto.
5-2-1 then in the 8:36. The 8:52 is the penultimate heat in the second round, and Paradise Maverick in trap 1 is the 7-4 favourite here. It's 2-1 about Boyneside Fun in trap 5. Mashmad Blackie is 4-1 in trap 6. Ballymac Sinbad in trap 4 is 11-2. It's 12 to Jetstream Sound in 3. And Sparta Flame in trap 2 is the 20-1 outsider. Who do you go with in the penultimate heat?
Very sweet on the claim to trap 1 Paradise Maverick here for Pat Buckley, the Irish trainer. He ran ever so well when just short-headed by kennelmate Lenson Sanchez in the very first heat of the first round, and looks set to get a good run on the inside here. It'd be very hard to hold if avoiding traffic problems around that first couple of bends. There could be a bit of trouble on the outside, though, and I'm not sure Trap 5, Boyneside Fun, has been done any favours by being drawn outside for Ballymac Sinbad, and will also Mashmad Blackie on the outside. Now, Mashmad Blackie was returning from a layoff when second to Sidarian Blaze, ran really well in round one, make him the main threat with Ballymac Sinbad taking that third qualifying position. Going for trap 1, Paradise Maverick to beat 6, Mashmad Blackie, and 4, Ballymac Sinbad.
1-6-4 then. In that one in the final heat on the evening and in the second round, of course, is the 9:07. And we finish with, well, there's co-favourites of 3 here. We've got Ibiza Rocks in trap 1, Beaming Bucko in trap 2, and King Ali in trap 5. All at 5-2. It's 4-1 about Blonde Nipper in trap 4. 8 for the 6 dog, Bailiff Hubbard, and 40-1 for Here We Go coming out of trap 3. As the betting shows there, Jonathan, quite tricky this one.
Well, it's quite tricky according to the betting, but I'm hoping it's going to be quite simple, Mark. I'm hoping King Ali in 5 breaks as he can and quickly puts the race to the bed. He's got terrific early pace, and in a race where a few of these probably want to be in front, that might well be good enough. Trap 2 Beaming Bucko will definitely come on for his successful run in the first round. He had a bit of a rushed preparation, and he really did run well to beat Dragon Big Bucks, but you always just wonder if a first run after a bit of a layoff might take a bit out of a greyhound. Trap 1 Ibiza Rocks in a similar sort of position as Beaming Bucko, successful after a layoff, maybe a watching brief on this occasion. Blonde Nipper in 4 might just struggle for a run. I'm going for 5 King Ali to beat 2 Beaming Bucko and 1 Ibiza Rocks.
Good stuff, Jonathan. What will be your nap and next best on Saturday evening then?
Going to wait till the very end for the nap. I'm going to go with King Ali in the 9:07 trap 5, and for the next best, the race earlier, trap 1 in the 8:52 Paradise Maverick.
Superb work, Jonathan. Thank you very much. Good luck, and enjoy it on Saturday evening.
Looking forward to it. Cheers, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.